From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hi, welcome back. You know, the official name of this podcast, the full name, is Q&A, Leadership and Integrity in the Digital Age. And boy, does that connect with today's question. How can I help staff who freak out over new technology? Look, we know that change is constant in our work lives today. Often, it's new technology. It could be hardware. Often it's software, new programs or apps, or even full content management systems. Some early adapters make the transition smoothly, but often people's first response is fear. Even if they've never loved their current equipment or software, it's the devil they know. This new demon is something else, and some people get pretty vocal about it. You know, why are we using this stuff? Whose idea was this? Why now? Do we really need it? This is going to cause problems and glitches. I just know it. Now, here is where you as a leader can make a real difference. Instead of getting frustrated at the pushback or engaging in pointless debates, think about the work and the words of the master researcher in organizational culture and change, a man named Edgar Schein of MIT. I love quoting him. He reminds us that most change involves learning something new. And while we usually tell ourselves that learning makes us smarter and happier and much more valuable, here's his killer quote. Learning something new makes us temporarily incompetent. Temporarily incompetent. We hate that feeling. We feel like outsiders instead of high performers. We may be embarrassed as we plod through that learning. We may even lose status in the organization. Schein calls this learning anxiety, and that's really tough for adults. They usually mask it with those other arguments. They don't just say, "I'm afraid of looking dumb." They make arguments off the point. Schein also teaches us that we adults choose to learn when our survival anxiety is greater than our learning anxiety. But good leaders don't try to raise our survival anxiety by calling us dinosaurs or threatening us. They lower our learning anxiety by setting a practical timetable for rolling out the new technology. Then they focus on training that really works for us as individuals. Now, I write about this in my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, that when I'm teaching a change management workshop, I often ask the managers in the room who's gotten a cell phone in the past year, and a lot of hands go up, and then I'll ask people, well, how did you learn to use it? And they'll give me answers like this, well, I used trial and error. Oh, okay, somebody will say, I asked a teenager. That's pretty common, too. Then I'll ask, did anybody read the manual? And a few hands go up. I ask, do other people go online and look at videos? A couple of other hands go up. Then I ask, does anybody here rather die than read a manual? And a whole bunch of hands go up. And what we learn in that exercise is that even among smart managers, learning new technology is done in a variety of forms. People want to learn in the best way possible for them. So that means as a leader, you need to be smart enough to customize your training, not to use a one-size-fits-all approach. Why not ask those early adopters to coach other people who really learn by coaching, who like somebody next to them when they're doing their trial and error, and then reward those coaches for their volunteer efforts? And lest I forget, another important thing for you to do as a leader is to involve people as early as possible in the selection of the new technology. Because we all know people fall in love with ideas and solutions of their own creation, and they are less likely to push back on a plan that they're a part of. So don't let them freak out over new technology. Lead the way in the digital age. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler. Thank you so much for joining us.